This is a recording of Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath for Sunday, June 12, 2016. Retirement Protection Radio can be heard every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. here on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by retirement wealth advisors.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath.
Okay.
Now is the time to put your retirement money to work for you by avoiding taxes while preparing for rising health care costs, inflation, and market volatility.
I'll do it.
Visit Larry Spath at testyourinvestment.com or call today for your free personal appointment. 800-611-1952. And now, Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath.
Good morning and welcome to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us right here. We really appreciate it. As you heard, our phone number is 800-611-1952 and our website, testyourinvestment.com. We have got a lot of tools and strategies that we are going to cover over the next hour. And so you're going to want that phone number because you're going to want to call in, set up an appointment to come on in and see Larry and find out how these tools and strategies will be able to work specifically for you. But before we jump into that, I want to say hello to you, Larry. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you, Michelle. I'm doing great, and I hope everyone out there listening is as well. And as you know, the heat finally came, so summer, I guess, is officially here, right? You know, it seemed like yesterday we were crying about rain and freezing snow and all that. Now we're crying about some heat, so, you know, it is what it is, right? But we don't want people crying about losing money, Michelle, so we'll talk about that as we go through the program today.
Absolutely. Losing money is something to cry over. So we don't want you to cry.
It's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. And we don't want you to lose any money. So let's jump into the show. Larry, you know, we recently received some discouraging news when it came to the jobs report, at least for the month of May. Former Reagan budget director David Stockman was on Fox Business, and he says, you know, he thinks that the markets may actually be overvalued.
For the markets to conclude that everything is all better, that we're moving upward ever higher, I think is a huge error. And when we actually get to where I think we're going, which is a recession, there will be massive panic in selling on Wall Street.
When is that recession coming?
I would say by the end of this year or next year.
All right, Larry, if David Stockman is right, how do we prepare for a recession that may be, as he said, coming at the end of this year or next year?
Right. So we hope he's wrong, of course. But, you know, things point that way if you study what's going on out there in the economy. So I guess I would say the good news is that this sideways pattern or market action over the last year will come to an end likely very soon. So the only question, Michelle, is the market going to move up in a bull market type position, or is it going to move down? So we don't really know, right? So I don't know, place a bet, right? Mm-hmm. But if you listen to Stockman, we know that there are many things that look like they're pushing the market towards that downward position, right? You got lower corporate revenues, you got lower corporate profits, you got all kinds of things pointing in that way. You got the Feds trying to raise rates, but they can't. You got that Labor Department news the other week about 38,000 jobs created, which is pointing us towards that direction. Even if you go back, Michelle, to the March jobs report, that was revised down. If you happen to catch that in the news, they said, oh, 160,000 jobs were created. And then they had to revise it down, kind of like an oops moment, down to 123,000. So This is a time to employ, I'm going to say, research, structure, and some ingenuity to navigate through the next few years in a way that preserves retirement and really exploits not only the bear market, right? We want to miss that downside, but we want to capture the bull market, the upside, right? Mm-hmm, we want to be able to capture that and miss the other part if the market moves down. And so the question is, how do we do that, right? So we'll talk today about three different ways, one of which I haven't really talked much about in the past. I'm going to call it wealth creation. But we'll talk about three different ways to maybe position yourself to be able to capture that upside and try to miss the downside, if at all possible, right?
Now, right. And I think that's the thing is, if that's possible, we definitely want to know about it. So looking forward to hearing that. Now, speaking of making those plans, Larry, there was this new AP poll that found 40% of Americans, 40 and older, have actually done no planning for their long-term care needs, especially in retirement, because they don't think they're going to need it. So what do you say to clients who maybe have that same vantage point?
Well,
that same viewpoint?
I think almost everybody knows in the back of their head, whether they have long-term care insurance or not, know that additional medical expenses are going to hit them. It just happens, right? We get old, we start to break down, and you have those expenses, whether you're in a nursing home or not. But I told you there was three ways we were going to touch on how to avoid that downside, capture the upside. And now you brought up long-term care. So let's go into one of those ways, okay?
Okay.
So with one of the products that we use, or the tool, I should use that word, that we use when we build somebody's overall retirement income plan, we talk about it every week, Michelle. It's the indexed annuities income rider.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, if the market goes down, because look, we're talking about Stockman saying there's going to be a recession late this year or early next year. Nobody really knows, but we do know one's coming because it's a market cycle. So these indexed annuities, yeah, sure, we're indexed to the market, and that's great. We can capture those gains and miss the downside because the indexed annuity captures a guarantee from the insurance company that gives you no market-linked loss risk. That risk is gone. The insurance company guarantees you no losses. So all that's great. But here's the part that you're asking about. It's the income rider. So with this particular income rider that I like to use, I use it for a couple of reasons, Michelle. One is because, look, if you have an old 401k or an IRA or a TSP, if you're government, and you roll over or you roll some of your money out, if you're 59 and a half, you're going to get a 10% match, Michelle, 10% match on your money. So really, you think about it, if the market is a high point right now and you roll out, you get another 10% on that income account value. 10%. That's
huge.
Wow,
yeah.
And then you get 10% growth, simple, every year until you turn on your income, which is income for life. So in this example, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but in this example, I'm going to say Bill rolled over a $400,000 TSP account, thrift savings plan. He got a 10% match and 10% growth every year. So let's say he was 60.
Okay.
And let's say he wanted to retire at 66, right? So that $400,000 contractually guaranteed, Michelle, on the income account value grew to $700,000 with no market risk.
Okay,
no
tell me how that.
No market-linked risk of loss.
Right.
None. It's a fixed rate on the income account value. And so you mentioned long-term care, right? So this is not long-term care. Don't misunderstand me. But it goes a long ways to help with that problem if you don't have long-term care. Here's why. That $700,000 value, if he's 66 and single, his income would be $35,700 per year, contractually guaranteed for the rest of his life, no matter what the market does. So that's part of his base income.
Right.
But here's what the income rider gives him. If he's confined to a nursing home for 6 months, they double his income. So his income goes from $35,700 to $71,400. You can spend the extra money however you want.
Right.
You can take a cruise. You can call up Larry and Michelle and take us out, whatever you want to do, right? But really, that extra money is designed to be there to offset medical needs. Now, it may more than cover what you need. It may not cover all of what you need. But if you end up in a nursing home, do you think it's a good idea that that income stream would double?
Yeah.
Michelle, there's no medical questions. There's no extra fees. It's not long-term care insurance. It's just a feature with this income rider. So now you can grow or maximize your income by collecting a 10% bonus, 10% growth, convert that to lifetime income, and if you're confined, double it. How else are you going to get that? I mean, think about it, Michelle. If you rolled over today and you're going to retire next year, today, next year, you just got 20% growth, contractually guaranteed, in place with no market-linked risk of loss. How are you going to do that in this type of market?
Right.
What if a recession came let's pretend, like Stockman says, at the end of this year,
mm-hmm.
you still got your 10% bonus and you still got 10% growth. Let's say the market was down 40%. It was horrible, like in 08.
Mm-hmm.
You still got 10% bonus and you still got 10% growth because it's on the income account value, Michelle. Monies or buckets, as we call them, if this bucket of money is for income,
mm-hmm.
this is the tool.
Right.
And I try to drive that home to people and say, look, I get it. Not all of your money goes into these types of accounts. We have actively managed portfolios for that at Fidelity and TD and Charles Schwab and all those places. Really great portfolios to grow money. But if you want guaranteed lifetime income and you want to max that income out, if you want to grow that income account value in a flat, volatile, sideways market or even during a recession, this is the tool. So I don't know what to say, Michelle, but if people want to find out about it, well, you'll give them the number, but it's an incredibly powerful tool to use to maximize your retirement income.
Yes. So let me give you that phone number. It is 800-611-1952. That's the phone number to call, 800-611-1952. On the web, if you head to testyourinvestment.com, that's our website, testyourinvestment.com, or 800-611-1952. That's the number to call. Set up an appointment with Larry. Find out about this tool, what that's going to look like in your situation with your portfolio, being able to protect that. And Larry, you bring up a great point of really looking at, if you're planning on, saying, retiring in the next year or two, what are you going to do if David Stockman is right and a recession mm-hmm. hits at the end of this year or the beginning of next year, and you don't have this tool in place or the strategy in place that can protect your nest egg? You then will either have to retire with less income than you thought, or you're going to have to keep working longer. But it's going to affect you if you don't have protection.
That's right, Michelle. And here's what scares me for a lot of people. And I'm not doing this as a scare tactic, but you know how we test people's investments through Morningstar? We've talked about that before.
Right.
People will bring in their portfolios and we run them through Morningstar so we can lay them side by side against these actively managed portfolios and see which one, at least historically, has performed the best. So our actively managed portfolios usually beat them. But here's what I'm scared about for a lot of people, Michelle, mm-hmm. a lot of people. They're overexposed to stocks, mm-hmm. overexposed most likely right now to the U.S. stock segment. So I look at portfolios and they got 70, 80 or more percent in stocks. Michelle, if a recession comes, those people are going to get slaughtered. They're going to get wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at either defensively managing that money if you don't want to use one of these index accounts, or moving some or a portion of it, whatever suits their goals, into this type product, because if a recession comes, you cannot lose any money because of the market. And you'll still get that 10% plus 10%, 20% in 1 year. And so I'm telling you, Michelle, I don't know if a recession's coming, like Stockman says, this year or early next year or when, but if it does and you're not ready, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. And so what you want to do is be ready, be prepared, not have something take you by surprise. And then you're going to have to really adjust your life, whether or not it's lowering what you live on or deciding to work longer. All of those major life changes. Can those be avoided? Well, give Larry a call, set up an appointment, come on in, find out what these strategies will look like if you employ them on your portfolio. 800-611-1952. That is the phone number to call. 800-611-1952. Now stay tuned. Coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth, what do Carl Sandburg, Albert Einstein, and E.T. all have in common? We're going to tell you next. Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath. My name is Michelle Wright. Thanks so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us. Our phone number, 800-611-1952 on the web. We're at testyourinvestment.com. And you're probably racking your brain. You're thinking, that sounds familiar. That music, that John Williams music sounds familiar. It should, because that is the theme to E.T. And believe it or not, E.T. made its debut on the big screen 30 years ago. Actually, 34 years ago.
Wow.
E.T. just wanted to phone home.
E.T. phone home.
Aw, and here I remember I saw that movie 3 times in the theater. And really, here's a fun fact for you in case you didn't know, that Steven Spielberg later revealed that E.T.'s face was a composite of poet Carl Sandburg, a pug, a dog, and Albert Einstein.
I didn't know that. I don't know where you get your fun facts, Michelle.
But you
dig deep.
I do dig deep for the fun facts for Retirement Protection Radio. I certainly do.
There you go.
Now, Larry, Jack Bogle is an investment legend. That's not necessarily a fun fact. That's just a fact we know. Mm-hmm. He's also the inventor of an index fund. Now, he recently explained to Bloomberg he believes that index funds give you the advantage of compounding of returns without really the severity of compounding costs. Here's how he explains it.
Think about it this way. Let's assume the stock market gives a 7% return over 50 years. If you get to 7%, each dollar goes up 30 times. If you get 5%, that would be 7% less the industry's typical 2% all-in cost. You get $10. So $10 versus $30. So you put up 100% of the capital, you took the 100% of the risk, and you got 33% of the return. If that strikes you as a good deal, by all means, do it.
All right, Larry, I've got to cut through all that because there was a lot of numbers in that. And so, honestly, Jack lost me. But what I really want to know is, should we look into index funds for our retirement money?
Well, I like index. And we're going to talk more about this after commercial because we're going to run out of time and it's very, very important. So we like certain indexes. But we also know, and this is what Jack's talking about a little bit, is, hey, look, we can follow this index up. If it does well, we do well. But what he's also talking about is fees and costs. Fees and costs matter, Michelle, as we all know. But sometimes it's hard to see or know exactly what those fees and costs are and how they're impacting us without doing some high math, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what we like to do is follow an index, capture those gains, minimize cost or eliminate them, I'll come back to that, and still get great returns. So let's talk about that for a second. So we have a particular index that we love. It's a J.P. Morgan index. I'll give the name later when you call in, but it's a J.P. Morgan index. This index, Michelle, has experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P 500 with 79% less volatility. Let me say that again because it's huge. This index experienced over a 15-year period 69% higher compound annual return. 69%, Michelle.
Wow.
And here's why that's so cool. So on this program, we're always talking about protecting your retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Retirement Protection Solutions. That's our corporate website. So if we could have this index, this J.P. Morgan index that beat by 69%, and what if we could have that index, Michelle, and have a contractual guarantee of no market-linked losses? So if the index went down, let's say in a recession, we didn't lose any money. That's something we're going to want to explore on the next segment after commercial because we have it. And we can do this index, Michelle. Now, I know you're sitting down. I'm good thing because here it comes. No fee, no cap, no spread to pay, and no downside risk of market losses. That's a mouthful, so we're going to have to dive into that a little bit more later.
And we certainly will. I can't believe it. If you want to find out more about this index that we are discussing, let me first give you the phone number so you can call Larry to see how this index can work in your specific situation. 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. But I want you to stay tuned because we're going to delve into it a little bit more coming up next on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spath.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about...
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy weekend schedule to join us. We appreciate it. Let me give you our phone number. It's 800-611-1952 on the web. We're at testyourinvestment.com. That right there was a song we first heard back in 1965. Tom Jones, and It's Not Unusual. You know, Tom recorded that song when he was 24 years old. And I personally remember that song from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And I just remember Carlton doing the Carlton dance to it.
That was another funny show.
Exactly.
Yes, it was.
Larry, in our last segment, we were talking about just indexes and indexing funds, because Jack Bogle, who's an investing legend and really the inventor of the index fund, was explaining to Bloomberg that he believes that index funds really give folks the advantage. And it's an advantage of compounding of returns without the severity of compounding of costs. Here's what he said.
Think about it this way. Let's assume the stock market gives a 7% return over 50 years. If you get to 7%, each dollar goes up 30 times. If you get 5%, that would be the 7% less the industry's typical 2% all-in cost. You get $10. So $10 versus $30. So you put up 100% of the capital, you took the 100% of the risk, and you got 33% of the return. If that strikes you as a good deal, by all means do it.
All right, Larry. So we were talking about an index that you were saying didn't have 33%. It actually had 69%.
Right. So during commercial, just so you listeners know, I asked Michelle if she would play that again, because there's so much involved in what Jack Bogle just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're tracking an index, one of our accounts that we have, one of our portfolios, if you will, is an index, right? So you're, let's pretend you roll over a 401k or you roll some of your 401k out, whatever. And so now we're tracking this JP Morgan index. So as the index goes, so goes your growth. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now this particular JP Morgan index, Michelle, has done very, very well over the years. Okay. So this index experienced, and I want everybody to hear this again, this index experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P 500 with 79% less volatility.
Wow.
Now, here's the kicker, Michelle. Our clients that choose to be indexed to this index,
mm-hmm.
so far this year, I'm talking from January 1st till current, well, as of last week, so mm-hmm. don't hold me. It changes every day, obviously. But so as of last week, this index was up 4.9%, beating the S&P 500 year to date.
So for the first 6 months of the year, you're saying that it was up and was able to beat the S&P.
So far, it's beating the S&P 500. But here's the kicker, Michelle, that you have to understand. We have no market-linked risk of loss. There's an insurance company behind, one of the largest in the country, by the mm-hmm. way, behind this index. They partner with JP Morgan mm-hmm. and they contractually guarantee no market linked losses. So if you put in $400,000 today,
right,
and 6 months later, let's say the index does go down, let's say there is a recession,
mm-hmm.
you cannot lose any of your original principal because of the market. And then with this index, periodically as you go along in life, you're able to lock in your returns. So that can't be lost either. But here's the thing that Jack Bogle was talking about. He's saying some of these indexes are great, unbelievable, and he's referring to some of them that have very, very low costs so that you don't have to, you know, knock your index returns down by 2% or 2.5%. I see a lot of these advisors out there charging all in. You can have this index. This is what I was referring to earlier in the show, wealth mm-hmm. creation. You can have this index with no fee, none, Michelle, zero.
Really?
But then people ask, oh, well, what about the caps? Were you going to cap my growth?
Right.
No caps. Then people will say, oh, what about the spread? A spread, Michelle, just means they're going to take 2 or 3 or 4% off the top before you get yours, right?
Okay, okay.
No spread. So no fee, no cap, no spread, no downside market risk of loss as guaranteed by a legal reserve insurance company, and periodically you get to lock in all your gains.
Wow.
That is an unbelievable story when we come back full circle and say that this index experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P 500 itself. And year to date, it's beating the S&P.
Wow.
So that's true wealth creation, because not only do you have this index, Michelle, but you get 100% of the index growth. You get it. It's all yours.
Really?
With no market-linked risk of loss.
Yeah.
Now, the only way fees come into this, Michelle, mm-hmm. is if you and I sit down and say, hey, look, you know, we want to put some other things on here like guaranteed income and things like this. We can do that, but then you're adding fees. It's up to you,
mm-hmm.
right? But so you pay for certain things that you might want to have. But if all you want to do is say, Larry, I want safe, conservative, I want good growth, I want consistent growth, I want no market risk. When you look at this index that J.P. Morgan runs, I'm telling you, Michelle, if you look at it and you see a 69% annual return, compound annual return, beating the S&P, is that something you might not want to learn about?
Oh, I want to learn about that all day long. That sounds fantastic.
It's amazing. And so like Jack Bogle was saying, look out for the fees and charges. Well, here, if you build it this way, if we put it together for you this way, again, no fee, no cap, no spread, no downside market-linked risk of loss. That is a very, very powerful tool when it comes to wealth creation, Michelle.
Larry,
very
that
powerful.
It is very powerful, very stunning, because when you look at that, and I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are thinking, really?
I
don't know.
But I show people. Sometimes I email them the
yeah.
brochure, and I
yep.
say, hey, look. I don't have time right now. Just take a look. I don't have time to argue with you. Take a look at this. It's a legal disclaimer.
Right.
Disclosure. Not disclaimer. Disclosure. They
right.
all run together. But so look at it. It's beating the market, for crying out loud, with no risk. So, Michelle, let's imagine it's you. Let's pretend you're 60. Now,
okay.
I know you're a very young, gorgeous. But anyways,
why, thank
let's
you.
Pretend you're 60.
yeah.
So you're 60, and you're getting close to retirement.
Uh-huh.
And let's say you have this. Let's say you've done well in the market. You've got this $800,000 401k.
Okay.
And you're hearing mumbles of recession, downside risk.
Right.
You know, corporate returns are less, profits are shrinking, all these things out there in the economy. And now you're close to retirement, and Michelle's getting a little scared,
mm-hmm.
right? And she finds out that she can take her $800,000 401k because she's past 59 and a half. And let's say Michelle wants to roll out 750 of her 800,000 into this indexed retirement account that beat the S&P 500 by 69%. So she can roll that big lump sum out. So what has Michelle really done there? Yes, she's trying to get growth, but what she's really done is she's completely protected that bucket of money, her nest egg, her lifetime savings. Because if there's a recession the day after, she's not going to participate in it.
Right.
Because one of the largest insurance companies in the United States of America wraps their guarantee around this index and says you will have no market-linked risk of loss. So Michelle left $50,000 in her 401k to keep it open because she's still working.
Mm-hmm.
She's still contributing, so she wants to rebuild that bucket. But she took maybe 95% of her money, protected it. Now she's indexed to this J.P. Morgan index that beat the S&P over that 15-year period by 69% compound annual return. That's an amazing story. So she protected her asset. She's growing it. She's participating in wealth creation and got rid of market risk. That's a good deal if you're trying to protect some of your asset and still grow it. Does that make sense, the way I said it?
Yes, that's a very good deal. And really being able to look at that wealth creation and what that looks like, but still being able to protect what you have worked so hard to earn and to accumulate. And you're trying to figure out, wait, both of those can happen? Well, yes, they can. I want you to give Larry a call. Find out what that's going to look like for your specific situation, how that will work for your portfolio. You want to get a stress test on what that looks like to find out, okay, you're thinking, well, I got a plan. I got a current plan. It sounds like it'd be okay. You want to go ahead, test that, and then match it up to see if what we are talking about here will actually work for you in your situation. The only way you can do that, though, is to call in and set up an appointment to come on in and see Larry. You can do that by dialing 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. On the web, we're at testyourinvestment.com or give a call, 800-611-1952. Now, we talked about maybe taking some of that money, you know, at age 59 and a half, you can roll it out of your 401k. Well, recently, the father of the 401k, Ted Benna, admitted he created a monster. He told CBS that, you know, he lost himself at least 20% of his 401k savings during the last recession.
Yeah, I think what made this so difficult is the fact that stocks and bonds tanked together. You know, the strategy of being diversified just didn't work.
So, Larry, when we're looking at 401ks, when we're looking at maybe our 401ks, is that the case? Would that happen with us? I would assume so, since this guy created the 401k and it happened to him.
Well, sure. And so if you go back and read some of his article, it's really kind of interesting because at one point he had been interviewed back in 2011 and he said the whole 401k system should be blown up. And he went on to say that it's overcomplicated, gives consumers more opportunity for bad decisions, gives the industry an opportunity to reach into your account and scoop out fees, back end charges, costs, management fees, all that stuff. And so sometimes people are not getting the deal that he originally wanted to set up for the retiree, for the worker trying to save for retirement. So that's kind of a sad statement from the guy that really figured out and got the whole 401k thing going. Now, that was a great deal for the employer, Michelle, because you remember back in the day, most employers, or the bigger employers at least, they would have had pension programs in place.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about the cost, the work, you know, HR departments trying to manage pension plans, et cetera. Some of those pension plans are underfunded. Then you got a whole nother problem. So the 401k came along, and really what happened was the employer said, hey, employee, here's a 401k. You get a little tax break up front. We're going to give you a little match. We get a tax break on the match we give you. Now your retirement is on your shoulders, off of ours. And they brushed their hands off and said, have a nice day. And then the industry maybe came in, and some of those plans maybe have too much cost in them. So what we want to do is, if you're in that 401k program, that's a wonderful thing, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You've right. made money. But so when you reach that 59 and a half, or if you have an old 401k out there floating around, you want to give us a call and find out how these two different indexed retirement accounts that we're talking about work, right? Because one of them has no fees, no caps, no spreads, no downside market risk of loss, and that index beat the S&P 500 compound annual return by 69%. So that's a great index to follow with no downside risk and no fees.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the other person, Michelle, might be sitting there and saying, well, Larry, part of my goal is, look, the market's been flat and volatile for 2 years. I'm scared to death of a loss. Larry, what about this one over here where I can get a 10% match on the income account value plus 10% growth per year, simple, and then convert that to lifetime annual income, like a pension, if you will. So one, you can get that 10% match, the 10% growth every year converts to income. The other one that beat the S&P compound annual return by 69%, no caps, no fees, no spreads, none of that nonsense. Which one is best for you? Which tool is going to help you reach your goals in a more secure manner and try to get that fear of market corrections and recessions, get them off the table and protect what you got? That's really what I'm saying, Michelle.
Right. So you need to find out which tool would work best for you. The only way to do that is to pick up the phone, call Larry, set up an appointment, come on in and say, okay, here's my portfolio. Here's what I have. Here are my goals. This is what I am looking for in retirement. I would like to do this. Which tool will work for me? You can find out. All you need to do, pick up the phone, call 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952. You can always head to our website. It's very easy to remember. It is testyourinvestment.com. Again, that's testyourinvestment.com. Or pick up the phone, dial 800-611-1952. Set up an appointment. Come on in. See Larry. See if one of these tools and products that we're discussing here will work for you. There may be something else, but you want to find out what will work in your best interest in your specific situation. Larry can help you with that. Again, that's 800-611-1952. Stay tuned. We'll have more Retirement Protection Radio with Larry's Boss. That's coming up on the way next.
When I think back on all, what would we do, baby, without us? What would we do, baby, without us?
Welcome back to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. My name is Michelle Wright. Our phone number, 800-611-1952. And if you were around in the 80s, you remember that theme song. It's the theme to Family Ties. And that was just such a great show when we first saw Michael J. Fox. He played Alex P. Keaton. And we are wishing Michael J. Fox a very happy birthday. Now, when you're thinking of reruns, I catch Family Ties on reruns sometimes. We want to do a recap of what we talked about earlier in the show because, Larry, you're talking about ways to protect the money that you've already earned, especially when it gets a little volatile out there and what that looks like. And my question was, is your current guy talking to you about ways to protect what you've already earned, not worrying about how much more you can earn?
That's really good way you put it, Michelle, because if somebody's not talking to you about these products as an additional tool, right? So we have market-based managed money, mm-hmm. of course, but when you want to protect your asset and grow it, here are two great ways, and I'll do a real fast recap. One of the indexes, a JP Morgan index, partnered with one of the largest insurance companies in the country. And that J.P. Morgan index has experienced a 69% higher compound annual return than the S&P over this past 15 years. Mm-hmm. 69%, Michelle, and the insurance company guarantees no market-linked losses. So capture those gains, lock them in, capture those gains, lock them in. If there's a recession, you're protected. Now, other people want to use an income rider, so this is a different tool. Mm-hmm. But this particular income account value, sure, it's indexed to the market, so that's great. You can't lose any money if the market goes down. But the income account value, Michelle, is a 10% bonus plus 10% simple growth. I like to say, what's 10 plus 10? 20, right?
Right.
I think, right? So 20% after 1 year. How are you going to get 20% growth on your income in 1 year in this volatile sideways market? And a lot of people are calling for a recession by the end of this year or early next year. It's just a business cycle. It's a economic cycle. It's coming. If there's a theme that I want to put out there today, Michelle, protect your assets and grow them.
Let me give you the phone number so you can find out how these strategies will work for you. 800-611-1952. 800-611-1952. Larry, believe it or not, we're at the end of another Retirement Protection Radio program. I know you want to say so long.
Well, we have so much fun, and we really do have a lot of fun here in the studio. And I do want to say so long. It's the beginning of the summer. It's time to make a move and learn how these programs work. Just give us a call and we'll teach you how. We'll see you again next week. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. For a free personal appointment, call Larry Spoth today
at 800-611-1952. That's 800-611-1952.
Or visit him online at testyourinvestment.com.
The information covered today is designed to provide general information on the subjects covered. It is not, however, intended to provide specific legal or tax advice. It can't be used to avoid tax penalties or to promote, market, or recommend any tax plan or arrangement. You are encouraged to consult your tax attorney or advisor. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Riders may be available at an additional cost. For full details on how life insurance works, including fees, expenses, and costs, contact our office at 800-611-1952.
WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system that's added to client accounts to help protect against downside risk. Although WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy, it does send an alert to both the client and money manager whenever the portfolio's account value hits the targeted downside value.